Welcome to this episode of Cook Revival's Presence. Today, Pastor Michael Cook continues in the message, Mindset Under Crisis, The Prison of the Mind. Let's go now into this powerful teaching.
God bless you. This is Pastor Michael Cook with Cook Revivals. Welcome to each and every single one of you to this wonderful message that we're going to teach on. We've been seeking and praying and fasting for the past week. You know, we're going to continue on the message of mindset under crisis. But this time on this message, we're going to talk about the prison of the mind and how it relates to the body of Christ today. A lot of times what we'll end up doing is as men and women of God, we will have such biases that have been preformed based upon our situational ethics, based upon environmental factors, and they'll create biases within our mind that will completely stop us from moving forward in the things of God. God has predestined you for greatness, and He has placed you in a place to where He is ready to break open the heavens in your life, and He's ready to give you blessings abundantly. But until our mind is conditioned right, those blessings will lay right there at the altar, and the gates of heaven will stay shut simply because our mindset has not been conditioned to receive the blessings and the divinity of heaven. What are you saying, Pastor Mike? What I'm saying is this. Each and every one of us at some point in time, at some point in our life, have created a mindset within our that is prison-like. Let me rephrase that. We have created a place within our heart and within our mind that has become a prison of our own life and our own thoughts. Anybody that has been out there that has been through any kind of emotional abuse, sexual abuse, any kind of abuse at all that has changed you and phased you in a certain way knows what I'm speaking about. Because you will become a prisoner of your own mind based off of what you've gone through. Through ethics, through morality, through situations and environmental factors, we will start conditioning our mind to form prison walls that will keep us out of the gates of heaven, because what will happen is we know what God has for us is us. We've heard it time and time again. Man, in 30 years of ministry, I have heard so many times what God has for me is for me. And I stand wholeheartedly on that, and I believe that is a true word. But it will keep us from moving into what God has for me because of the jail that you have created in your own mind. Today, it's time we break those jail cells open. Today, it's time we break off the chains. Let's break the bondage that Satan has placed us in. Today, I am ready to see a body of Christ stand up back on their feet and proclaim the word of the Lord. I'm ready to see the body of Christ again to say, thus saith the Lord, and I'll not be hindered anymore. I'll not step back anymore. It's time for God to pull you out of the background into the foreground, and that's what we're going to talk about today. The prison of the mind. You have to be willing, men and women of God. You have to be willing to step out of the boat and walk while everyone around you is content with staying safe. Come on. Until we condition our mindset to be willing to step out of our safe zone and get out of that boat and walk on the water when there's no solid platform beneath your feet, even though everybody else around us is content with staying safe, until you do that, you will not see the fulfillment of the destiny that God has ordained for you from the foundations of the world. We have to be willing to take a step even when we don't want to step. We have to be willing to let go even when we don't want to let go. We have to be willing to move forward and move past even when the past is what has been hindering us and keeping us locked within ourselves. And that happens so frequently. I have been teaching the Word of God and pastoring for so long, and I have seen so many people with so much potential. And here's the thing about it. You can have all the potential in the world, and that is awesome. But potential will not lead you to the finish line. Potential will not get you to your destiny, and potential will not unlock the heavens in your life. You can have all the potential in the world. I can have a jar of water filled to the brim, but it does me no good if I'm not taking that water and pouring it out. I will have an entire jar of water filled up, but until I start pouring out that potential, then it'll sit right there. And how many times have you heard people say, oh, you've got so much potential? How many times have you heard people say, oh, you know, the things you could do for God, the business ideas that God has given you, and some of us have been sitting on the same business ideas for decades. And we do it out of fear because it's trapped us in our head. Or even worse than that, and I have been guilty of this one myself, we'll do it because we simply do not believe that we within ourselves are capable of doing such great things. And that's where the enemy imprisons your mind. Because you'll know that you have the ability, you know that God is backing you up, and you will know that you can make it happen, but you'll sit right there and will not move out of fear and out of self-doubt. Self-doubt will hinder a move of God every single time. And when I say move of God, I'm giving this a wide range of meaning not just revival, not just a move of God in the church, but a move of God personally in your finances, a move of God personally within your family, a move of God within your life that is ready to turn your entire life around 360 degrees and will not move on that move simply because we do not have the ability within ourselves to think we're good enough. Our mindset has become a prison. We have to be willing to step out of that boat. God has anointed us for a time such as this. And I'm speaking to each and every one of you out there that are watching right now on the other side of this camera. I'm telling you this. If you're watching this and God has given a word over your life, or you've had a dream, or God is speaking to your heart and the anointing is flowing, and God has said, this is for you. I'm telling you right now, son. I'm telling you right now, daughter. Stand up and proclaim, thus saith the Lord. Take the word of God and run with it. Take the word of God and run with it. Because in this year, God spoke to me that this is going to be the year that everything that was lying dormant is going to come to life. That all the dreams that you've had, all the visions that you've had, everything that God spoke to you, whether it be in your personal prayer life, within your time of worship, within dreams upon your pillow, God said, this is the year that He's ready to break open those gates of heaven and pour those blessings out upon your life, but it's going to require you standing up, having the faith within yourself and God, and running with the vision. Without a vision, my people perish. But God gave you the vision, and He's waiting for you to run on it. He doesn't want you to perish. He wants you to be plentiful, and He wants you to be full of life and goodness. All you've got to do is make up your mind to take it. Take back what the enemy has stolen from you. Don't let yesterday's glory and anointing fool you into thinking you can step into tomorrow's blessing without being prepared. Come on. A lot of us are running on reserve tanks. And I've noticed this a lot in the body of Christ. We're running on reserves because of a prayer meeting we were in 2 months ago, or a prayer time that we were in last year, and we felt the glory of God, and we've been holding on to this one thing to get us through the next decade. But you can't do that. The oil, darling, has already ran out. If the oil's ran out, you're carrying around an empty wineskin, thinking that you've got the fullness of God. That isn't how God works. Daily we must renew our mind. Daily we must be in the Spirit. Daily we must be for our faith. Daily we must be at the altars of repentance. And daily we must be at the altars of God creating a newness within our heart and within our mind. Daily, we must sacrifice ourselves to Him so that He can renew our mind. Yesterday's anointing is not going to carry you somewhere tomorrow. You have to have today's anointing to get a fresh revelation to be able to jump into tomorrow's blessing. Again, let me say that. You need today's anointing to get a fresh revelation to break open the breakthroughs for tomorrow. If you don't have a fresh anointing, you will never have a fresh revelation. And without a fresh revelation, you as a body of Christ will stand there stagnant, waiting for the next move of God. How many have done that before? How many of us have stood there white, thinking we're waiting on God, we're waiting on God, we're waiting on God, but yet we are making little to no action to move forward in the things of God? You have to put action behind your faith. I can sit here all day long and say, God, I trust you, I believe, and I'm going to sit right here like this, and I'm going to wait on God. When God moves, then we know it's for us. It's that time. That isn't how God works, ladies and gentlemen. God doesn't do that. You've got to give your faith legs. Let me say it again. You've got to give your faith legs. You have to be able to stand upon that faith and make action, put that faith in action to be able to see the promises of God manifest in your life. And then that is when the heavens will break open, a fresh anointing will come upon your life, and everything you've been holding on for will immediately come to pass. But we have gotten so accustomed to waiting. We just wait. And I've often questioned, why do we do this? Why do we just sit? Why do we not move? You know, name me one place in the Bible where Jesus sat for long periods of time. He was constantly moving, because there was always somewhere, someplace, somebody that needed His touch. There was somewhere, someplace, somebody that needed a breakthrough and needed new, fresh revelation, that needed a new, fresh vision and anointing. Don't sit still and sit stagnant on the anointing. God has anointed you for such a time as this. He has anointed you for these breakthroughs. He's anointed you for these demons. Those demons that you're facing every day, the battles in your mind, the prison bars that have captured your mind, that would not set you free, that refuses to release its hold, He has anointed you to break those bars open. He has anointed you to walk out of that jail cell. He has anointed you for such a time as this to declare victory over your life and over the life of everyone else around you and your family. You are going to be the key that breaks generational curses, but you'll never do it if you don't stand on your feet, declare the word of God, and put legs on your faith. Come on, somebody. You don't have to sit there any longer and wait and be silent and still. This is a time of warfare, and I cannot stress it more than enough. This is a season to where if we sit idly by as warriors of God, we're going to allow the enemy to infiltrate our camps and take everything that God ordained for us. If we sit idly by in this season and don't pray, and don't fast, and don't seek the face of God, we're going to see 2022 come, and we're going to see 2022 go, because we're going to stop and ask, God, what happened? Where are you? You didn't move. Come on. We, as a people, not moving is detrimental to our spiritual health. If you don't move, if you're not a person of actionable faith, it will become detrimental to your spiritual health. What do I mean by that? God did not call you to sit on the log. He called you to stand up and move forward in His ways. He called you to stand up and move forward in His blessings. He called you to stand upon your feet and wage war. He didn't call you to sit idly by, Saint. He called you to be a warrior on the wall. And if we don't get back up and start taking on the spiritual warfare and start taking on the tools of that God has put within us and pick up the sword for the shield of faith and the sword of righteousness and start declaring war against the enemy, then we have no one else to blame for the situations in our life other than ourselves. If we do not take our weapons of warfare and equip them daily and move forward in the ways of God, when we come to the end of the year and it looks just like the past decade, we have no one else to blame but ourselves. God gave us the ability to break the prison in our minds. He gave us the ability to destroy through intercession the demonic presences and warfare that are in our lives. You don't have to take that warfare anymore. You do not have to sit idly by and take the punishment that the devil dishes out on a daily basis. I dare someone today to stand on their feet after listening to this message and start truly intercession. I mean genuine intercession. When's the last time that we as a body have came together? Let's stop right there. When's the last time that we as the body of Christ have come together? Just think about that for a moment. Not individual denominations. Not individual churches that are worried about somebody proselytizing and taking their members. Come on. Because they're worried that their tithing will be missing next week. Ooh. I'm talking about a genuine body of Christ that comes together, that fits together, that molds together for the simple fact of being in unity to wage war against the enemy. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a body of Christ that will come together and put differences aside for the simple goal of waging war against hell and open up the heavens for the last great revival. That's what I want to see. That's who you are. That's who I am, and this is who God called us to be. He called us to put aside petty side differences and come together as one, and let's start waging war against the enemy again. It has been a long time since I've seen an entire body come together and do true, genuine intercession. When we get back to a real prayer life and to a real life of fasting, and when I say a real life of fasting, I don't mean where we're going to do, I'm going to go and fast away my parfait today, but I'll eat the rest of my hamburger. That's not fasting, darling. Now, some of us can't fast due to health concerns. I know that. God knows that. But those of us who can, I'm challenging you. Start fasting. Start seeking the face of God. You want to change the way this world is? You want to change the way this country is? Change it. Fast. Pray. Because the heavens over this nation are dictated by the prayers of the saints. And if the changes in this nation are not taking place the way we want them to take place, then we are not praying and we are not waging war against a principality over this nation. If you want to change America, you must first change ourselves. Come on. If you want to change America, you've got to start inwardly first and then let that light shine once again as bright and as bold as it once did when you first came to Jesus, and let that radiant light shine out of you to start changing everybody else around you. That's how you bring change. That's how you move into the goodness of God. That is how you move into the blessings of God. We have first got to change us and our minds before everybody else around us will change. I'm going to tell you like this. As the preacher goes, so goes the church. And as the church goes, so goes the nation. And as the nation goes, so goes the world. Find you a good Holy Ghost-filled preacher. If you don't have a home church, I'm telling you, find you a good Holy Ghost-filled preacher that operates and flows in the gifts of the Spirit. Find one that is not afraid of the enemy. Find one that will not back down. Find one that has got pure intercession happening in their church. Find somebody somewhere that will touch and agree with you. Find somebody somewhere that has the same like-minded mindset that you have. Find someone that doesn't mind taking a Matthew 18:19 and touching agreeing with you. Find someone that doesn't always look down at their watch when they're praying to see what time it is. Oh, my God, come on, somebody. If you're in prayer with somebody that is always looking at their watch, find you another prayer partner, baby. They're not a warrior. They're still a babe in Christ. Come on. Because when you're serious about something and you're ready to see real changes, time has no meaning. You'll do whatever it takes, whenever it takes, however it takes to make that change. Time goes out the window. I remember we had services that would last. We would come into service at 6 p.m. on a Sunday night, and we wouldn't get home till 2 p.m. sometimes, simply because the presence of God fell so strongly. And the power of God would move. People would be slain all over the altars. Lost ones would come in and get saved. We watched alcoholics come in and fall at the altar. And when they came in, they were drunk. And when they left, they were sober and then got drunk again on the Spirit of God before they walked out. Where is that power at again? Because I'm telling you, if you're like me, and everybody who knows Pastor Mike knows this, I'm as down to earth and as real as they come. I love, love, love transparency. If I can't be transparent with you and you transparent with me, then what foundation do we have to build a relationship on? Come on. I personally am tired of talking about the old memories. God said, I am the same, the Lord thy God. I change not. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. I change not. If God didn't change from when the power of God was falling and is not falling today, then who changed? Who changed? If God said, I'm the Lord thy God, I change not, then who changed? Me. You. 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 Everyone that has not seen a real true move of God, that is longing and praying and seeking God for the heavens to open, make a change today. Find you a prayer warrior. Find you an intercessor and start interceding. Start making that change today for what you want to see tomorrow. Today's warfare will bring tomorrow's blessing. But you've got to get through the warfare today to open the heavens for tomorrow. Come on. You have to get through the warfare today to be able to break open the heavens for tomorrow. When complacency, listen to this. When complacency exceeds the desire for change, then the consequence is concession and chaos. Let me tell you again. When complacency exceeds the desire for change, then the consequence will be concession and chaos. Your complacency is doing nothing for you but to kill your spirit. Your complacency is doing nothing but to add another bar in that prison of your mind. Your complacency will not birth revival. Your complacency will not unlock the strongholds. And your complacency will not open up the treasures that God has destined for your life. Complacency will bring nothing in your life but chaos. So I'm challenging you today. Look within yourself and within your life. Is your life filled with chaos? Then where today are you being complacent that God called you to do something different? Come on. Look in yourself today. Don't worry about your brother. Don't worry about your sister. Get the mote out your own eye first. We've got to take the... And this is a problem that I have noticed, especially recently. A lot of us have forgotten the Sermon on the Mount. A lot of us have forgotten the teachings of Jesus. A lot of us have forgotten what it means to follow in the footsteps of Christ. He said, how can you judge your neighbor or your brother You still got the beam in your own eye. You got to take the beam out your own eye first. It doesn't matter what your neighbor's doing. It doesn't matter what the politician's doing. It doesn't matter what Jim and John and Sally and Harry down the road are doing. All of those people in your life today are irrelevant. The only thing that is relevant in your life today is you and your decisions and your complacency or your action and your moving by faith. That's the only thing today that matters. Everybody else is irrelevant within your life. You have to focus on you first. Fix you. Let's take the beam out of our own eye first. And when we do that, then we can move into the things of God. Then we can start seeing glory manifest. But see, the thing is again, God has done nothing new under the sun. God's not changing. He's not going to fix anything. He's not going to do anything. Everything that God's going to do has already been done. We just got to have enough boldness to stand up and walk into it. God will not change. And God will not do anything new. What He has planned for your life is already done in heaven. It's been written down into the books and it is completed. But we haven't seen it yet because God's waiting on us to move into it. Come on. We have to have a willingness to change inwardly before we start seeing outwardly manifestations. Let me say that again. You have to be willing to change inwardly first before you're able to see outwardly manifestations. The moment the inner man and the spirit man and the mind and the heart begin to change and get back to the ways of Christ and get back to the love of Christ and get back to the way that Christ preordained ministry and your life to go, that's when we'll start seeing the outward manifestations of blessings and miracles and signs and wonders. We'll start seeing lost loved ones come back to Jesus. We'll start seeing breakthroughs in the heavens. We'll start seeing that business break open, that car come forth, that house come forth. You'll start seeing that baby come back home. But God is waiting on an inward change to manifest outward blessings. The only holdup we have in our life today is us. It's no one else. So often are we quick to point blame and shift blame elsewhere. The blame lies on nobody else's life. Yes, it hurt. Yes, it was wrong. And yes, you could take it with you until the day God takes you home. But you will only get but so far as long as you keep carrying it. You can only get but so far in the spirit as long as you keep carrying those things. God never called you to be a camel. He never called you to be a horse. He didn't ask you to carry this luggage or these bags. He never expected any of that. The only thing God called you to do is worship. The only thing God called you to do is be a worshiper, to give Him glory, to seek His face, to give Him love and adoration because He loves you. The only thing God asked you to do is be His child in the fullness of being His child. Worship Him, seek His face, and tear down the kingdom of the devil. That's what God called you to do. Nothing more, nothing less. He never called you to carry this luggage. He never called you one time to take this baggage on. He never called you to stay in your feelings. He never called you to stay within your prison of your mindset. He never called you to do these things. He called you to worship, to pray, and to intercede and wage war. That's what God wants you to do today. We have to be able to stand back up as a people, as a nation, as a remnant, and speak, thus saith the Lord. If we can no longer do that with power and efficacy, if we no longer can speak, thus saith the Lord, within our own lives and over the lives of those around us and within our situations efficiently, then we have misstepped our walk in Christ somewhere. If you're walking today powerless, and you are walking today waiting complacently, somewhere we have misstepped our walk in Christ, because God did not call you to be that way. He called you to be a king's kid. He called you to be a child of God. And with that birthright come certain unalienable rights that was given to you through the covenant of Abraham and the blood covenant that Christ cut on Calvary. You have certain rights that were given to you at your new birth that proclaims that you can go and proclaim, thus saith God. You can go and tear down the heavens. You can tear down the enemy's kingdom. You can go and boldly before the throne and say, God, here I am. You can do that. That's what God expects you to do. Those are your birthrights. But so many times, we're like the lame man sitting by the gate, begging for alms. God, where are you? Alms. Alms for the poor. I don't have anything. I don't have much left. And I'm going to tell you the same way they told the man sitting by the gate. Did you not know the covenant rights you have? Did you not know you don't have to sit in that prison any longer? Did you not know that God called you to be a warrior and not lame? God called you to be made whole, not broken. The brokenness in your life is due to the warfare tactics of the devil. The brokenness in your life is due to your mind being in prison. The brokenness in your life is due to the complacency that has come from the prison of your mind. It is time that we break that prison cell. Let's destroy everything, every bias. Let's destroy everything that the enemy has set within our minds, and let's get rid of it. If it's not God, then it has no place belonging in your vessel. You are a temple of the Holy Ghost. And we forget that. We are still a temple of the indwelling of the physical manifestation presence of the Most Holy God. How can we then inhabit, have the Holy Spirit inhabit our dwelling, who is most high and holy, while still living most low and unholy? Come on. We have forgotten what it was like to walk in holiness. We have forgotten what it's like to step out of the plains of sin and walk into the fields of glory. We are walking in a valley of death when God has called you to be on a mount of transfiguration. This isn't you. This isn't who God called you to be. And today I'm telling you, take back what the enemy has stolen from your life and in your mind and in your heart. You can do this. You can be better. You can do better. And yes, you can have everything that God has predestined for your life, because it is yours by birthright, darling. You can be the person that God called you to be. All you have to do is just stand up and take it back. Because you were given that right. Excellence does not start when the crowd gathers. Oh, come on. Excellence doesn't start when everybody's around you. Excellence doesn't come when everybody's watching. That ain't a time to be excellent. Come on, somebody. God called you to walk in excellence, but excellence doesn't start when the crowd gathers. Excellence doesn't start when all eyes are on you. No, no, no. Excellence is nurtured in your season of mediocrity. Come on. Those seasons of without, those seasons of valley, those seasons when you say, I don't know what I'm going to do, that's when excellence is nurtured within your life. You want to walk in excellence? Start flowing now in excellence. Don't wait. Your excellence is nurtured in your state and seasons of mediocrity. And I don't know about you, but I'm ready to run. I'm ready to run after God. I'm ready to run after His presence. I'm ready to run after everything that God has for me. I'm ready to run after His goodness and His mercy, and I'm ready to see God manifest in my life. And so is He. I'm asking, if you're watching me tonight, right now, lift your hands. I want to pray for you before we dismiss. If you're watching me right now, I want to take a minute and I want to pray for you. I want to ask God to start changing your mind. I want to ask God to start breaking off the shackles and the bars that have so encamped around your mind, that have held you prisoner for so long. God didn't call you to be a prisoner of war, darling. He called you to wage war and walk out victoriously. Sometimes I know the battle can be so tough and so hard that we become POWs instead of victors. But God is ready to break you out today. God is ready to set you just captive free today. Is that you? Let me pray. Heavenly Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. I plead the blood of Jesus over every single one right now, God, that is listening. I ask, Almighty God, that you will break open that jail cell, that you will set the captive free to God, that mindsets will begin to change today, that hearts will begin to change today. I ask, Almighty God, that today will not go by to God without seeing newness within their mind and newness within you, God. I ask today, God, that hearts will begin to turn back around. Let the stony heart to God become flesh once again. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every single one right now in the name of Jesus, and I proclaim victory in Jesus' name. I plead the blood of Jesus over every last one that is listening right now, and I pray, Almighty God, let the devil take his hands off of every single one now, God. I break your power, devil, in the name of Jesus Christ. I plead the blood of Jesus against you. No weapon formed against everyone it will form against him will prosper. No weapon will prosper. I proclaim it in the name of Jesus Christ. I completely set every individual that is listening to my voice now free, and I proclaim it done today in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, darling, lift your hands. Son, lift your hands. God is setting you free right now. Those that are listening right now, come on and receive the glory of God. Receive His anointing, because God is setting your life free. He's setting your mind free. He's setting your heart. Come on, give God praise. Give God glory, because He is renewing your life today. Come on and give Him praise, somebody. God, we thank you. We thank you that today is a life of change. That we thank you that tomorrow will not look the same as today. And we will give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise forevermore. In Jesus' name we ask and pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. I pray this message has touched you, has blessed your life. And I pray more so that today you'll make that change. Today you'll go after Him and run after Him stronger than you ever have before. I pray that today will be the day and heaven will manifest His glory in your life. Until next time, God bless you. I'm Pastor Michael. God bless.
Hey guys, this is Pastor Michael. I just want to take a quick minute and say thank you for joining us in this message. If you'd like to sow into the ministry, you can do so by going to cookrevivals.org/give. Until next time, God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Cook Revivals Presents. If you would like to help support the ministry, please visit cookrevivals.org. Loyal partners, such as yourself, give life to this ministry. We just want to take some time to say how much we appreciate you. Your partnership makes this ministry possible, and we can't say thank you enough. God bless, until next time.